I hear a key. I hear a door. I hear confident footsteps. Please don't be a burglar. Could it be? Is it they? Has my brave warrior freed themselves from the clutches of capitalism? Then your lady shall come. Where are you? Where are you? More importantly, who is you? Because you better be my goober. Is it my goober? Oh, but is it my goober? Is it my heckin' schmeckin' wagin' yes? All hail the conquering dork. Nom 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 nom. You can take the heft, I believe in you. Well, how else would you know I missed you unless I attacked you at the door? Don't you dare blame me. You have done this yourself. Reasonable I was until you came into the picture, and now look at me. No, look. I'm a wreck. Hold me. Jumping into your arms was absolutely essential, yes. I'm soaking up your goodness. Come, squish your face against mine. I might have been experiencing withdrawals, yes. I can't help that I'm addicted to you. Have some compassion for a junkie. It's very hard being an addict. You don't understand my struggle. Uh-huh. Then where's your feral behavior? Why aren't you clawing at me, pawing me, groping me? You must not love me. Eskimo kiss me, you motherfucker. And now Caucasian kiss me. I don't know if we're supposed to say Eskimo anymore. I think it's Inuit. Okay, you can breathe again. Come. Because I left the bed to come greet you and now I'm cool. Shoesies off, coat off. Please fall face first onto our bed into the depths of quilted possibilities. You're never allowed to go away again. You're never allowed to go away again. But what about my sanity, my mental stability, heck, my cardiovascular system? Well, the only cardio I do is with you. Think about my poor, poor lungs. Won't you think about them? My poor little baby lungs. You Cooper. I hate you. Because you had the utmost audacity to come into my life, making me fall in love with you, and then say, hey, I also have a job, and sometimes the job takes me away, and you will feel like a junkie experiencing withdrawals. None of that was laid out to me, okay? I was left completely in the dark thinking, hey, they'll be back, no big deal, but no. Here I was, like, oh. There's nobody to rub against my butt. There's nobody to grab the boobage. There's nobody to hump me to sleep. Whatever shall I do? Phone sex isn't the same. I don't get any of the senses or the smells and the rhythms and the post that clarity of laying beside you would be like, this is a Cooper. I lean you entirely. As such, prepare for your punishment. I sentence you to a tsunami of kisses. This is just a storm I'm building to a tsunami. You must be covered. You must be drowning. I'm pretty sure tsunamis can't be flipped on their back, but I'll humor you. What have you got? You miss me very much. I don't know. No, I don't know. I mean, if you really, really, genuinely miss me, then you would show me. With cuddle attacks. With telling me you love me. And by bonking my brains out. Unless, of course, you're too tired. I know, but you're getting on in years. I won't blame you. Don't worry, like I'm old and grumpy. Oh my God. You, why do you smell so good? What do you even smell of? It's just, you know, I'm like one of those crazy people with cats. I just want to smush and sniff and bite. What have you done to me? Before you, I was a reasonable person. Now I'm feral and smushy and sentimental. I'm very, very horny. but in a surprisingly wholesome way that I'm not quite used to yet. Nah, give me time. I really would. I would really like you to show me how much you miss me, because somehow, some way, I just don't quite believe you. It's so hard having a stoic partner. You're stoic compared to me. You can hump me, kiss me. And make me forget my mother's maiden name. Please and thank you. But I missed your butt so much, can I? It's so squeezable and squishable and biteable and... Just a fair warning, you are going to be consumed orally, vaginally, and quite possibly anally. You got a problem with that? Welcome home.